called them, he named them discon bullets.
Discon
bullets? He said, we are not non-violent. We have got our discon bullets, and they will shoot the Maya. And he used to dress Radha and Krishna up in that room. And one day it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day in September, September 5th, I think. And I was supposed to give the class that day, the morning. So I went up and asked him if he could tell me something about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So while he was dressing Krishna, at the same time he said that he pretended to be an impersonalist. But when he read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he turned to Vaishnavism, so he showed the power of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And two other artists, Govinda Dasi and Gursundar, they also came to the Master. And they were doing the Prahlad Maharaj series. And so he would also sit by them and instruct them while they were painting. And he said, because he was painting, they were painting Hiranyakashipu was drawing Prahlad off his lap. So Prabhupada would tell them that although it was Satya Yuga at that time, the symptoms of Kali Yuga were there because of Hiranyakashipu. And similarly now, although it's Kali Yuga, because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as a river, waves may be going in one direction, there are eddies, small little waves going in another direction. So although Kali Yuga is going more and more degraded, this is now an eddy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, which is bringing back the transcendental era. And Prabhupada told Govinda Dasi and I, because we were both painting Krishna, that these paintings would be like the rain after the drought of mundane art, and everyone would be attracted. And then he held up a picture for us of Krishna playing his flute standing by the Jamuna, and he quoted the verse by Rupa Goswami in his play where one gopi is speaking to another, that if you have any attraction for society, friendship, and love, then don't go to see that boy Govinda standing in the moonlight. And then the other gopi says, oh, what is he doing? He's simply smiling and playing his flute. Well, why shouldn't I go there? Because if you go and see him, then you'll forget all of your society, friendship, and love. So Prabhupada was encouraging us on the potency of Krishna art, that if anybody sees the pictures also, they'll forget material life. And he used to work in the very next room where I was painting, and that's where he translated his teachings of Lord Chaitanya and next to the devotees. And sometimes he would have, like you have devotees doing different services right in your very room. So he would have Brahmananda work on the accounting, and Hayajiva type his manuscripts, and sometimes Satya Maharaj type his teachings of Lord Chaitanya manuscripts. And one day I was painting in the first deity room, and one other devotee was typing, and there was Prashadam was starting downstairs, but we still kept working. So Prabhupada came in and he said, there's a verse in the, I think it's the Skanda Purana, that when Prashadam is served, everything stops. So we should all go down. And Prabhupada used to take Prashadam also in that deity room, and he would perform, do bharati there every morning, Oma Jnanam, Nimadasya, and Vandeham. And we would all sit around him as he said his mantras and put on his tilak. And very nice and interesting.
You remember a lot. Daily Bhikkhus remember some characteristics of Guru. And remember person will come to this place. And thus it will carry us to the lotus feet of Krishna. You just should make a class here and call them. They should be Kirtan hoyeche ki sakal bela. Ekhon ekta Kirtan Kirtan koro. Morning Kirtan should be done. I don't find that we should walk, but I am walking for Mandi. Otherwise in the morning, after doing tilak, anni and all these things, come in this, in front of deities or anywhere. Bandana we should do. Bandeham, all. And then Kirtan. Then Tulsi Parikrama. Some pravachan like Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or others. Morning and evening also. Whether I am here or not, anywhere. If I am alone, I will be. So you should do some kirtan. And then go. After you go for me, you will say that I will be. May I give them facility to speak in evening? In evening, when all are here, so then, तुम लोग तैयार हो ना, मैं बोल सकता हूँ कि बीच में तुम बोलो, मैं भी बोलूँ। हरे to marry everything. We become so happy in taking wine. Going here, then why we should do bhajan? What is it? You are poor, begging here and there, like beggars. You should give up all these things and follow us. What will be the answer? You should think about this, and I will tell you all to speak on that. Understand? You should do.
Morning walk, 29 January 97.
Come to who?
And we'll have to say new why they all. You take X and place. If you give up, more like Bajrang Maharaj. Bajrang, you know?
Hanuman.
Hanuman.
Don't.
Did I Hanuman. Sri Ram and cross.
Yeah.
Oh,
sir.
No? You can do Krishna. Jama Jam, you know? Jama Jam. So I will leave you.
Neck bead. Neck bead.
Who wants it?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Are you ready? Not ready?
Ready.
What is the next thing? For sake of Krishna. For better happiness. Follow.
Chalun.
तब
ये लक्ष्य तो नवर जलखार
का भी
दे जलखार करते हुए शांत करते हुए
अरे मारा किना आज फन क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ गुरु एंड आचार्य
व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस
बिटवीन गुरु
एंड
आचार्य
आई हैव हर्ड इट एक्सप्लेन बाय श्रीमती चीतारमण महाराज दैट A guru, the difference between guru and acharya is that acharya is generally more qualified in terms of shastric knowledge, knowledge from the Vedas, the shastra. And he takes the position of showing his example, guiding so many persons. He is more of a prominent leader, whereas guru may be more removed from the masses of people. But at the same time, they are the same. Guru and Acharya are also the same.
Acharya means like a principal, you know, in colleges. Brahmachari at first used to go to Acharya. They are qualified in Veda, Upanishads, Quran, and all Bhagavad and all epics. They used to live with family, but in forest or town also. And all brahmacharis used to go and learn their Upanishads and stuff. In among acharyas, some guru were there also. Among acharyas, not all acharyas are there, because they did not practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, not having realized Krishna with you. Like Agastya Rishi was Acharya. Sandipni Maharaj was Acharya. Sandipni, you know?
Guru of Krishna.
Sandipani. Sandipani.
Acharya of Krishna. But he did not practice.
Not Hare Krishna.
So he can be told as Acharya. But Vasishtha is Acharya plus Guru both. To Acharya we can give any presentation and learn. But to Guru you will have to offer yourself, your heart, body, mind, heart, everything.
So,
and you will have to promise that I will always follow you. And he gets Hariname and initiation for Krishna Bhakti. So this is different. Sandipni is not Guru of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in times there are so many acharyas, but all of Bhakti, Advaita Acharya, was the incarnation of Mahavishnu. But he was also Acharya of Bhakti Yoga and knowing all Shastra. So he was Guru plus Acharya.
And Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Bhattacharya, they are not Bhakti Yoga. They are only know Shastra, but they don't follow Shastra. Students used to go to them and to learn Shastra and give up. But Vishashu cannot give up his Guru. Realize soul is good. Don't acharya. For Arjun, Dronacharya was acharya. And for Arjun, Krishna is guru.
because he gave bhakti yoga, sarva dharma.
All of us to think. Okay. Maybe you should take one. Just in case.
Do
this? Like brain, not just heart.
যে গুরুদেব যে নাম দেন ওটা তুষ নয় ভূষা নয় পুর শুদ্ধ নাম কি
আছে and class 11 will tell I am MA, but lower reading in lower classes a student cannot imagine his MA or not, but those who are reading in MA they can think that. So we'll have to believe on any क्या गुरु होता है दीक्षा वर्तम प्रदर्शक गुरु आर क्वालिफाइड टू नो वेदर ही इज एम ए आर नो यू हैव टू गो एंड टू हियर एंड देन यू शुड नो दैट ओ ही इज सो इन वे एनी लोअर पर्सन कैन नॉट जज इट वेदर ही इज गुरु आर नो He may think lower persons that he is Guru and Uttam Mahabhagavat is not Guru. Usually Uttam Mahabhagavat they don't make disciples because they think that all are Uttam Bhagavat serving Krishna. But they are most superior. They should try to pray Krishna that you have given us birth, so beautiful body, mind and everything. So you should mercifully arrange for my gift, real gift. Then he will. Anyhow he will tell.
So
we cannot judge.
But there is some description given for condition 4. Sometimes it says someone is afflicted by Rahu, they have some planetary problem. So Shastra may say, to perform this karma can be a judge of this, this and this. But for Vaishnavas, if they have some affliction like that, some planetary affliction or something, should they perform, should they not perform, or how should they perform?
Rahu cannot see Vaishnava even. What is nothing, the result will come to Vaishnava. If they are chanting that. Ghosh, Rahu, Ketu, all bad stars, you see what something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Prahlad Maharaj.
You want to be suicide to study Kanishka?
Even Kanishka is so much above Rahu. Rahu cannot study.
So if they perform this thing, isn't that we see
why they? Why they do?
What kind of result will they get?
Rahu will at once come and दोर्थमानं दे
उन्तीस एक 97 गर्ग साहब के घर में
is wrong.
lakhs and lakhs.
Great particles.
The jivas are like that. Never they were
created.
As sun is not created, Krishna is not created. And his all the attendants, associates, or jivas has not been created. But it seems in this world that they have been created. In Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikunth, there are infinite souls who have never seen this world. They don't know that there is a place, this world. And like this world, infinite world are there. More suns are there in all these worlds. More. Like thousand and thousand bigger than this sun. So Jiva has, first thing is Jiva has not been created. But some are, it is told, but to know you only, understand you. There are so many jivas manifested from Baldev Prabhu eternally, who are serving Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. They never know this world. Always serving. From?
And you know your, no beginning,
not anadi. Not anadi. Eternally they are serving. In Vaikunth also, from coming from Mahashankarsan, manifestation of Mool Shankarsan, that is Baladev, in Vaikunth. There are so many Nitya Siddhaji from Mahashankarsan. From Mahasankarsan, Mahavishnu, Karnapti Sai Vishnu comes. In the borderline of Vaikunth and this, lakhs and lakhs, kotis, kotis, infinite world. There, so many jivas are there. Infinite. It is told that coming from Mahavishnu, but not really. Mahavishnu is there and all jivas are there. Among them, there are of two kinds. One, Nitya Siddha, they go to Vaikunth, to Golok Vrindavan. And from there, among them, there are so many numerous that they want to test this world, forgetting Krishna. From anadikal, no
time.
So, jivas are not created. Only this world is created. But not Vaikunth is created, nor Vrindavan is created. This world. लेकर के चला गया लंका में. रामचंद्र जी आए, देखा जो सीता जी को नहीं, विलाप करने लगे. लक्ष्मण जी सांत्वना देना चाहते थे, नहीं दे सके. वो भी कुछ बड़े व्यक्ति थे, सीता जी ने बहुत उन पर कुछ
जगों के श्रृंखला में आए सुग्रीव से और हनुमान से भेंट हुई। जब उनको पता लगा जैसे हाँ सीता जी या किसका ये कोई आकाश मार्ग से जाती हुई रोती हुई और अपने आभूषणों को फेंकती है, देखिए तो ये किसका है। लक्ष्मण जी से रामचंद्र जी ने कहा कि देखो तुम इसमें कोई आभूषण पॉइंट जानते हो। लक्ष्मण जी ने सबको देखा, किसी को नहीं पहचान सके, केवल ऐर का ये क्यों, इसका मतलब क्या हुआ तुमको मालूम नहीं। तो ये सब चीजें इनसे सीखनी चाहिए ना, तुमको यहाँ कॉलेजों में नहीं सिखा सकेंगे तुम्हारा चरित्र ऊंचा होने का, अच्छे अच्छे गुण तुम्हें विकसित नहीं कॉलेज कर सके क्योंकि उनको खुद ही पता नहीं। क्योंकि ये और तुम्हारे पिताजी, मैं समझता कि यह राष्ट्रीय व्यक्ति की कनिष्ठ लड़की है, ये अच्छी तरह से समझा। तो इनको गुरु मान करके सीखना, माता तो मानना भी गुरु को, और इनसे ये चीजों को। लक्ष्मण जी ने कहा, ब्राह्मण ने कहा तुम क्यों नहीं पहचानते ये सब, सब समय तुमके साथ में रहे, 12 वर्ष तक उनके साथ में, तो मैंने कभी नीचे छोड़ करके इधर का कभी हम यही नहीं देखा। देखो तो आजकल ऐसा होगा, आजकल तो चरणी नहीं देखेंगे, वो देखेंगे ये। ये सब आपकी संस्कृति है। और देखो एक झांकी, रामचंद्र वनवास जा रहे हैं, आगे आगे राम, बीच में सीता जी हैं, पीछे लक्ष्मण। सीता जी के पैरों में कहीं कांटे टूट जाते हैं, आप लोग हिंदी समझ रहे हैं, थोड़ा थोड़ा कांटे टूट गए, ठीक है तो चुप गए। अब राम उसको झट निकालने के लिए आए तो सीता जी ने पैर सटा दिया, बैठ गए, रामचंद्र जी को नहीं निकालने। लक्ष्मण जी खड़े हैं किंतु वो चाहते हैं निकालना किंतु नहीं निकाल, राम होते ना तो लक्ष्मण जी जबरदस्ती खींच कर निकालते, किसी तरह से निकाला। फिर रामचंद्र जी ने इसकी पट्टी बांध ली, आगे बढ़े, पानी नहीं मिल रहा, प्यास से छटपट सब लोग कर रहे, भूख बड़ी तेज, पत्थर नोकीले, पैर में जूते खड़ा हूँ कुछ नहीं, खड़ा हुए तो था तो भर जी को दे दिया, तो राजा मान करके वहां पर अयोध्या में स्थापित कर दिया। एक पेड़ के नीचे पहुंचे गांव, हमारा भारत वर्ष का गांव, पढ़ने लिखने वाले नहीं किंतु सारे गुणों में विकसित। आजकल पढ़ने लिखने से करीब करीब वो गुण करीब करीब थक जाते हैं भारतीय संस्कृति में, इन्हों को प्यास लगी थी, कुएं पर महिलाएं पानी भर रही थी, पुरुष लोग भी इधर उधर काम कर रहे थे, रामचंद्र जी कुएं के समीप थे और उनको किसी महिला ने पानी दिया, ऐसे हाथ जोड़ कर ऐसे पानी, कोई पात्र की जरूरत नहीं। लक्ष्मण जी सीता जी ने राम लक्ष्मण छाया में बैठ करके एक जगह विश्राम पर बैठ करके और गांव वाले जितने बूढ़े बड़े हैं उनके साथ में बातचीत कर रहे हैं, और सीता जी गांव की जो पानी भरने वाली आई थी महिलाएं उनसे बातचीत कर रही हैं। उन्होंने कौतूहल हुआ पूछने के लिए, जैसे अच्छा तुम्हारे इन दोनों में से पति कौन है। सीता जी ने क्या किया, कुछ मुस्कुरा कर अपने घूंघट थोड़ा हटा कर उन्होंने कहा कि यह हमारा देवर है, बस इसी समझ सब कुछ समझ गया, बस ये मेरा देवर है, पति को नहीं दिखलाया, पति का नाम भी नहीं लिया है। इतना अगाध प्रेम और इसमें सौंदर्य माधुर्य की बात हुआ है, विश्व के किसी देश के किसी भी संस्कृति में हम वो जैसा अभी कहीं नहीं हुआ। सारे भारतवर्ष का एक ही विचार, चाहे कन्याकुमारी हो या हिमालय हो, इधर में द्वारका हो और इधर में कहीं भी, सब एक संस्कृति में था। यू आर नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट आई एम सेइंग। What I told you can tell.